Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, Art Berman, petroleum geologist and shale play expert.
My name is Art Berman. I'm director of Labyrinth Consulting Services, which is a consulting firm out of Sugar Land, Texas.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us today. Wanted to have you on the program because you talk a little bit about kind of some shale plays across the nation and a number of things. First of all, before we dive into the Bakken and your thoughts on the future of the Bakken, just kind of your background a little bit when it comes to the oil and gas business and the oil and gas just kind of analysis, if you will.
I am a petroleum geologist. I'm a working petroleum geologist. I spend most of my time making maps, figuring out where to drill wells, screening deals for clients, explaining the results of wells. And so my work on analysis of shale plays and economics and all of that, that's a profound interest of mine, but it's not the main thing I do, which doesn't mean it isn't any good. It just means that, I have a grounding in the business itself. And an awful lot of the people that comment on things like the Bakken and other plays are analysts with, smart people with degrees in economics or business, but without any experience in the oil and gas business. So I bring a little bit different perspective because I've done this for almost 40 years and continue to earn my living working as a geologist in the oil business, not an industry analyst.
The headline that caught my attention was, being up here in North Dakota, everybody's wearing these Bakken-colored glasses where, even though everything's dropped a little bit, they're still saying, hey, it's gonna be great, and it is great and everything. And you were the first one actually to kind of come forward and say, hey, things aren't looking as good as they are here, people. Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on the future, just maybe short-term or long-term, of the Bakken and kind of what some of your recent writing has been about.
Right. Well, I've been, a fan is the right word, but I've analyzed the Bakken many times over the years, and I've generally had positive conclusions about it. I like the play geologically. I like the economics, as long as you're in the core area. And so when I looked at it recently, I expected to see more of the same. Obviously, with lower oil prices, the commercial area is going to be smaller. That's nothing shocking. But when I did the analysis, I was surprised to see very strong evidence supporting what we call depletion. In other words, the results for wells that are drilled in more recent years, 2016, 15, 14, their reserves are not as high as wells drilled in previous years. That's a kind of a disturbing finding. And then when I looked into it more closely, I saw some very notable signs of depletion, which, not to get too technical, include first an increasing percentage of gas relative to oil and then decreasing, and I'll be glad to explain that, and an increasing percentage of water produced. So those are both kind of classic red flags that that the production is going to decline, that the best days are behind us, that wells are probably drilled too close together now for optimum production, and they're essentially stealing reserves from each other. So those are the findings that I came up with.
Boy, that's quite a bit to go over. Let's tackle a few of these here. The first one is the increased water. That one stood out to me. What do you mean by that, the increased water? I know they use quite a bit of water already, but you're finding that they may need to increase their supply of water to do fracking jobs?
Well, Jason, okay, so there's two things. When you frack a well, you pump, quite a bit of water in to create the fracturing, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about produced water. So you pump the water in, you do the fracture stimulation. Much of that water comes back rather quickly, and then you start producing oil. And in the case of most of these so-called shale plays, they produce a lot of water that comes from the formation itself or from formations that have been fractured into. So to give you some idea, the Bakken has produced something on the order of, say 2 billion barrels of oil over its life cycle, its history since in the mid the 1960s, and it's produced about 1.5 billion barrels of water. Okay, so water production is just part of the natural flow of things. You get a lot of water with the oil, and that's nothing new. What's been happening recently, though, is that the percentage of water relative to the total liquids, water plus oil, has been increasing. And that's a signal that says that, you start producing more and more water, less and less oil. It costs money to produce the water, to dispose of the water. At some point, the economics become not worth, you just say forget it. We're spending too much money getting rid of the water. We're not making enough money on the oil. Now, we're not there yet. Don't get me wrong. The Bakken has many, many years of production left in it. It's just that its best days are behind it. And this should not surprise anybody. I mean, every oil field, it builds to a certain point, it reaches a peak of production, and then it declines. And these declines, last for years and years. I mean, it's physics. I mean, that's just what happens. And for some reason, the way that these shale plays have been, sold or advertised, people have the idea that they somehow never end. And of course, show me anything on Earth in life that is that way. But we've been drilling wells and oil wells for 150 years in this country, and there isn't a field that doesn't build, peak, and then eventually decline. That's just the way it works. And so the fact that this is happening in the Bakken is not unusual, not unpredictable. It's just that I think the public has gotten an impression from the way that this play has been promoted that it's a trough you can just keep going back to forever, and it never ends. It does.
What do you make of the officials who are supposed to be, elected officials that are supposed to inform the public on these types of trends? When I'm looking back when the Bakken first started, every public official said nobody saw this coming. And then when the price dropped and then everybody left and it kind of went down to the sweet spot, every official said nobody saw this coming. And now here you're coming out and you're saying it's the beginning of the end for the Bakken. And these same officials are coming forward and saying it's not true. In fact, they even did like some PR pieces to kind of counteract some of your claims. What do you make of the public officials, their responsibility, and just kind of how they're presenting this versus kind of what you've uncovered?
Yeah, it's interesting. I listened to the podcast from, I guess, about a week ago that the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, their monthly address, I guess, and I listened to the information that they discussed, and particularly Justin Kringstad with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. He showed some information, or he talked about it, and he showed some slides that he used to counter my arguments. And so the problem with that is that he's just looking at cumulative production rates, okay? So he's saying, well, the first 8 months of wells that began production in 2016, that total production number is higher than wells in 2015, and therefore the well performance is better.
To listen to the full-length interview with Art Berman, petroleum geologist and shale play expert, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Speeson. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on The Crude Life.
You and a road in the middle of the night. It's you and a road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.